Good morning, everyone. Morning or afternoon. Morning or afternoon or good evening, podcast world. Hope you are doing well today. Welcome to those who are listening on their various devices, and welcome to those who are also listening on YouTube. I say welcome, and I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our soon coming King. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day so far. It's Sunday, February the 25th. And when I'm doing this recording, so hope you guys, your week have gone off well. And if it hasn't, which sometimes life throws us a curveball, let us not lose heart. Let us not be in despair, because we serve a God who is still in control and whose kingdom no one can defeat. His kingdom, or his kingdom, will never come to an end. So I say, continue to persevere. So as we get into today's podcast, I'll be speaking about treasure. And where is it are you storing your treasure? But before I get into this, I just want to lift up a prayer for you guys. As always, you know, we need to pray and give the Lord thanks for everything he has done for us. Even the prayers that we have prayed and the answer is no. It is for our good. So Heavenly Father God, as I come before you today, Lord, I just want to thank you for yet again another day. Lord, you have given us your breath of life for us to rise again, to see another day, to just look at the glory of your creation, oh Father, Lord. Lord, I pray for the listeners. I pray, oh Lord, that whatever it is they're going through, they will realize, oh Father God, that this is not the end, oh Lord. And while they may be going through a period of testing, oh Father God, that they will continue to persevere and not lose hope. That they will continue to run the race and run it effectively. But instead of running it based on their own strength, oh Heavenly Father God, that they will rely on your Holy Spirit who is there to help us to win this race and to receive our prize. So Lord, I thank you. I pray also, Lord, that we will look to you only despite what we see is happening in the world, because we know, as the scripture says, look up because our redemption cometh nigh. So Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. So as I said before, welcome podcast world. Welcome YouTube. Welcome those who are listening on their various devices. And you know, I just thank you. I just thank God for all of you who have chosen to listen to this podcast today. You know, but as I said before, I'll be speaking about treasure. And where is it are you storing your treasure? You know, in life, we always want to go for the best things, or we always choose to have one upon someone else, etc. You know, but in itself, we are not supposed to be doing that, because that is what we are looking for mostly. We are mostly seeking to do the things of this world instead of seeking to please God, you know. And for the past couple of weeks, this topic has just, not weeks, my apologies, for a few days now, this topic has been coming in my spirit. I just kept hearing, where are you storing your treasure? Whether it is for me, I'm not sure. So I'll take this podcast also as a lesson to myself, because I am still growing and I'm still maturing in the Lord. So there are times when we have things in life and we want to go, you know, let me start again. Have you ever seen like a dog, when a dog gets a bone and then the dog wants to go and bury that bone and hide it? So you'd say that bone is like his little treasure. Or you would see children playing, and because they don't want the other child to play with that specific toy, they will take it and go hide it, you know, because they're holding on to that that specific toy, that specific toy means so dear to them. And we as adults, as we grow from childhood to adults, we tend to have that same mentality where we want to store up things. It's like we are little hoarders. We tend to store things because they mean and value so much to us. Whilst nothing is wrong in having things that mean dear and is of value to us. What is wrong is when we now allow these things to consume us to the point where they even become gods. They become a god. They become an idol to us. We value our earthly possessions more than valuing a relationship with the Lord, or more than valuing seeking His glory and His will for our lives. And this is the danger that we as humans tend to get into. We want the earthly things more than the heavenly things. And I'm just going to read the scripture. This is what the Lord dropped in my spirit. And it's taken from Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21. And it says here, "Don't store up treasures on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." And that is so true. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. So where exactly are your treasures? Are your treasures on earth, where the scripture says where moths and thieves, etc., will come? Or are your treasures based in heaven, where it cannot be stolen, it cannot be eaten by moths or anything like that? Nothing can break in to steal it. I remember a few years ago, I was watching a series on Netflix. It was about El Chapo, I think. Yeah. And in one of the episodes, when he had accumulated so much money, and I think the DEA were chasing him, etc., so he was on the run. So what he had to do, he had to be burying his money all over the place. And I think eventually, when he thought the coast was clear, etc., he went to dig up his money. And what happened to the money? When he dug up all that money, it turned basically to ash. It was of no use. It was eaten. It got destroyed. And I'm sure, I think in the episode, he wasn't at all pleased with it, because he was depending on that money. And that money in itself was a treasure to him, because he went and, you know, hid it, thinking that it would be in a safe place. But of course, as you see, or you know, from the episode, it is quite evident that anything that we think we can serve, or anything that we think we can hide, etc., matter, it will eventually get destroyed. So in this life, whatever we are aiming for, instead of aiming for the things on this earth, aim for the things in heaven, aim for the godly things, aim to do God's will, aim to just live a holy life that is pleasing unto God. Because at the end of the day, when we look at it, everything on this earth will one day go. And we will be asked by God, what have we done with the life He has given us? And I'm sure, believe me, that is not a question you will be able to answer if you do not serve the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly. You know, some people have treasures of their jobs. Some people's treasures are even their children. Some people's treasures are their wealth, etc. Some people's treasures, just materialistic stuff. That's it, just tough. Yeah, have you ever seen these episodes where, you know, these girls, they're showing around their closets, etc.? I mean, as a female myself, don't get me wrong, I do, you know, like clothes, etc. But God has just taught me, listen, this is not important. What's more important is where your spiritual bank, where your spiritual treasure is. Well, let me get back to the point, because I was digressing. So have you ever watched these programs? I think we used to watch Closet. I don't remember the name of it. It has been so long. Where you'd go, they would go into someone's house and they will show you their closet. And they'll be like, look at all my clothes. Look at all my handbags. Look at all my shoes. Look at all this. Look at all that. That's their treasure, because they want the world to see the materialistic stuff that they have. And I remember this morning when I got up, I was laying in bed for a while. And I was just, the thought came to me, you know, because before I became a Christian, I used to buy a lot. I used to like buy buy for the sake of buying. Even if I didn't want it, I used to buy it. And the thought came to me this morning about like watches, because I have more than one watch. And the thought came to me this morning to, you know, basically to say I have a few watches, or so more than one watches then, but yet still I can only wear one at a time. And I find that I often wear only one because I prefer that one. At the time when I was gonna buy, probably say the other one, yeah, I said, oh, I want, and I was looking at it, etc., etc., and drooling over it. But now come to reality, that was wasted money, to be quite honest, because I hardly wear it. It's just there as a dust magnet, and I have to be dusting it off constantly. Back then, before I was a Christian, my treasure was buying clothes and shoes, etc. But now coming to God, and He's stripping me of the carnality, He's stripping me of the materialistic way of thinking. My treasure is serving Him, pleasing Him, living for His glory, just doing what He has called me to do and to walk in obedience. You know, there are times when we look in this world and we see people are so proud of their achievements. While I'm not saying anything is wrong, because when we work so hard for something, we, you know, we want to enjoy it, but there is a limit to the enjoyment. We must not enjoy it so much that we forget about who has blessed us, so we are able to enjoy the things that we have in life. I remember once my husband, he told me that he went to a customer's house, because my husband is a plumbing and heating engineer. And someone called him out right in the middle of Christmas. And when he went to the person's house, they got to speaking because she had up like her Christmas tree, etc. And underneath it was like empty. It was like probably a few days before Christmas, but it was empty underneath it. So my husband said, you know, where are all the presents? Something to that effect. I don't want to lie. And you know what she said? They got robbed. Someone broke into their house and stole all the presents that were under the tree. And I'm telling you, my husband said that lady was completely gutted. She was so sad about it. You know why? Because probably she was looking forward to the children opening their presents, etc. And then on Christmas morning, they may not have all the things that they had requested. But what I'm trying to say is that she had put so much emphasis, you know, in buying all these presents, etc. And we too can sometimes put so much emphasis in things that at the end of the day are just materialistic stuff. Things that we will enjoy for a day or two, and then after that we completely forget about it. We are storing up the treasures on this earth when at the end of the day it will be destroyed, because God does not want us to have gods of the things of this world. You know, when we look at these like super, like musicians or actors or actresses, etc., etc., especially the musicians, you know, they show you, oh, look at my watch, look at my this, look at my that. But one has to think beyond that. Is that all that they're living for? The things on this earth that will one day go, that will one day pass away. And I'm just going to read another scripture, and it's taken from Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm just going to read from verse 26 to the end. It says, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, His voice shook the earth. But now He makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire, and that is it. Instead of worshiping our earthly treasures, instead of storing up treasures on this earth where we will one day die and leave it and someone else will end up enjoying it, let us store up our treasures in heaven where no one can steal it. Let us live instead for the glory of God. It says here that the Lord is gonna destroy everything. Everything that is shakable will be removed, but only the unshakable things that will remain. And that is it. It is only the unshakable things that will remain. Why? Because our God is a consuming fire. So let us worship Him with holy fear and awe. Instead of storing up the materialistic stuff, instead of storing up the things that cannot bring happiness, instead of storing up the things that we, if we are not careful, we will end up idolizing it. Let us store up our treasures in heaven, because as the scripture says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be. So where are the desires of your heart? Are the desires of your heart on this earth in fulfilling the earthly things that people say that we need to do, or we must do, or we have to do? Or are we, or are your treasures, or are your desires in the heavens, in fulfilling the things that God has called you to do? And I'm, as I said before, I'm taking this for myself as well, because, you know, the Lord was laying it on my heart. And I have to look within myself as well, because sometimes we can get so, sometimes we can get so carried away in even doing the things that God has called us to do and not spending enough time in His presence. God is after a personal relationship with each of us. So what I'm saying is, be careful where you're storing up your treasure. Be careful that you do not put too much of on the things of this earth. Be careful, because it will not end well if you store up the earthly treasure. Let us instead store up our heavenly treasure. Instead of storing up our physical treasures, let us store up our spiritual treasure, because at the end of the day, that is what is most important. The earthly treasures cannot get us anywhere in life. The earthly treasures will one day go, because nothing on this earth will stand when the Lord returns. It is the heavenly treasures that are most important. Instead of storing up the things in the bank, the treasures in the bank, store up heavenly, put the stuff them in the bank of heaven, so to speak, instead of the bank of earth. Because, you know, God is going to renew everything. So do not fall for the things that people are saying, oh, you need to have this, you need to have that. All you need is Jesus. And as He said in His word, He will supply all our needs, not our wants. He will supply all our needs. So instead of storing up treasures on this earth, let us store up treasures in the heaven where no one can go and steal it. Because God is faithful. And as I read again here, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says here, everything that is shakable will be removed, so that only the unshakable things will remain. So which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be storing up things that are unshakable, or are you going to store up things that are shakable? And, you know, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm asking, I'm imploring on you, open your hearts to Him. because tomorrow is promised to no man. The scripture tells us it is appointed to man to die but once. Then comes the judgment. So today is the day of salvation. Do not harden your heart when you hear the word of the Lord speaking. When that tugging, when the Spirit of God is tugging at your heart, open up your heart to him. Because at the end of the day, his treasure is the best treasure. His treasure is all that we need. And I say thank you again for listening to this podcast. And I ask you to go away and think deeply. Think about it. What is life? Is life just the physical that we are seeing now? Or is there more to life? And if you're not sure, ask the Father to show you what is most important to him. And I'm telling you, he will let you know what is most important to him is your soul. Where are you going to spend your soul? Are you going to spend your soul in eternity in heaven because you are storing up the treasures in heaven? Or are you going to spend your eternity in hell because you prefer to store up the treasures on this earth? And I'm asking, please, store your treasures up in heaven where no one can steal it. And I say thank you, Masutulu, Mayakasatu Kutulu Yumukusutu. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you love us so much that you want us to spend eternity with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love that you are pouring out on your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you, Jesus, because you are so worthy to be praised. And I say thank you again. I'm hearing in my spirit, the Lord is saying, come to him before it is too late. Come, store your treasures up in heaven where no one can steal it. And I say thank you again. And I ask you, please, store your treasures up in heaven where no one can steal it. And thank you all for listening to this podcast. And I say God bless you all. And remember, we serve a faithful and loving God who wants to spend eternity with us. But the choice is yours. Are you going to store your treasures on earth where you're going to one day die and leave it and someone else will enjoy it? Or are you going to store your treasures in heaven where moths and thieves and no one can destroy it? Store your treasures in the unshakable instead of the shakable. And God bless you all. And as always, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the countenance of the Lord forever rest upon you and give you peace. And I say shalom, shalom, shalom. Have a wonderful day, everyone. A wonderful morning, a wonderful afternoon. Whenever you have decided to listen to this podcast. And God bless you all. Bye.